We're all familiar with Smokey Bear and his warnings to prevent forest fires, but imagine a fire with fuel that had been building, not for one summer, but for 24 years. When that fire began, it was not a wildfire, but a firestorm. The story of that blaze and the towns in its path is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Sandy Hines lives in Hinckley, Minnesota, a town of about 1,800 between St. Paul and Duluth. Early settlers relied on logging, and that industry had left an impact on the city.
These were white pine. They were 100 to 150 feet tall, 3 to 5 feet around the base. So when they cut the branches and topped the tree at 12 inches, all that debris was left on the ground.
There were not yet laws making logging companies dispose of the unused portions of the trees. That debris piled up for 24 years prior to the fall of 1894. A summer drought and plenty of fuel caused a spark to turn into a firestorm.
The flame wall was 4.5 miles high when it hit the town of Hinckley. It had already burned down two towns. We were town number three that day.
There was little warning, and those that did see smoke may not have realized the gravity of the situation.
That year, 1894, there was such a huge drought that there were many small fires here and there all the time, all over Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. So they assumed it was just another little fire.
Over 400 people died in the firestorm that consumed 300,000 acres in just 4 hours.
Every year, we have one family that will bring us fresh-cut flowers in remembrance of their people that died in the fire. We have a registry here that you can sign in, and you can look and see many places where it will say survivor family.
But many were saved by heroic engineers and conductors on trains approaching the city. Their story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Hinckley, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.